Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned, mostly, chill guide to life. You ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? Like there's this invisible checklist of success that everyone else seems to be ticking off while you're still trying to figure out where the darn checklist is hidden. Trust me, I get it. The world loves to tell us who we should be, what we should achieve, how we should look and sound and act. But here's the thing, that's a recipe for disaster. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important, embracing your individuality and uniqueness. Because guess what? You are freaking awesome just as you are. And no, I'm not talking about wearing mismatched socks every day, although, if that makes you happy, go for it. This is about recognizing the incredible tapestry of experiences, quirks, talents, and dreams that make you, you. So, how do we navigate this crazy world while staying true to ourselves? Let's break it down. First, ditch the comparison game. Seriously, stop comparing your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20. Everyone has their own journey, their own timeline, and their own definition of success. You're not behind, you're on your path. Think of it like this. Imagine everyone in life is a unique flavor of ice cream. Some are chocolate, some are strawberry, some are even durian, look that one up. We wouldn't want all the flavors to be the same, right? They'd be boring. Next, identify your strengths and passions. What makes you light up inside? What are you naturally good at? Maybe it's writing, singing, building things, solving puzzles, or making people laugh. Whatever it is, nurture those talents like a precious flower. The world needs your unique gifts. And remember, even if something seems small or insignificant to you, someone else might find it incredibly valuable. Embrace your quirks. Those seemingly weird habits, interests, or opinions that make you different? Yeah, those are gold. They're the threads that weave together the beautiful tapestry of your personality. So don't try to hide them, flaunt them. The right people will celebrate your individuality. And if someone doesn't get it, well, less drama for you, right? Step outside your comfort zone. Ever heard the saying, growth happens outside of comfort zones? It's true. Try new things, meet new people, explore different ideas. You might surprise yourself with what you discover about yourself and the world around you. And hey, even if it doesn't always go perfectly, and let's be real, sometimes it won't, that's okay. It's all part of the learning process. Surround yourself with positive people. This is crucial. You are a reflection of the energy around you. Spend time with people who lift you up, inspire you, and celebrate your uniqueness. Avoid those who constantly criticize or try to dim your shine. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who make you feel good about yourself. Ever notice how in movies, the characters that stand out are often the ones who embrace their weirdness? Think about it. They're the ones we remember, the ones who leave a lasting impression. That's because authenticity is magnetic. Let me give you an example. I was once at this networking event, and there was this one guy, let's call him Dave, who was dressed head to toe in bright purple. He had on these crazy neon sunglasses and was talking about his passion for collecting vintage vinyl records. Now, most people would have probably just tuned him out, right? But I was intrigued. He was so confident and unapologetically himself that it drew me in. We ended up having a great conversation, and I learned a lot from him, not just about vinyl records but about the power of embracing your individuality. See, being unique isn't about being loud or attention-seeking, it's about staying true to yourself. Even when the world tells you to conform. It's about recognizing that your experiences, your talents, your quirks, they all matter. So go out there and be you. Shine bright, embrace your individuality, and remember, the world needs your unique flavor of awesome. What are some ways you try to embrace your individuality? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Cure. Quiet your mind for more tips and tricks on navigating life with a little less overthinking and a whole lot more joy. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of wisdom, insights, and maybe even a few laughs. Until then, stay curious, stay kind, and keep being you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.